This is 90.3 KZU. I'm David Whitrock. It's a landlord's rental market. Inventory is low and prices are up, and that's made finding a home especially hard for people with low incomes. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Ingrid McDonald opens an old newspaper. She's using the pages to wrap up the knickknacks that line a shelf in her marina apartment. She pauses when she reaches a picture of her now 19-year-old son.
My son with his little lizard when he was little. Oh no, that's a frog.
The pair has made a lot of memories here. They've lived in the Marina del Sol apartment complex for about 17 years. McDonald lives off of disability for her spina bifida and its complications that keep her from working. They can only afford this two-bedroom, one-bath apartment because of the Federal Housing Choice Voucher Program, formerly known as Section 8. The program covers most of the rent.
Mine is at $940 since I've been here so long. And I personally, because of Section 8, only pay $188 because of my income.
But back in July, McDonald received notice that her landlord no longer wanted to accept her voucher. She's packing today because she has to move by the end of October.
When I got the letter and I read it, I had to read it a couple of times in order to really understand it. And my heart went into my stomach. You know, I just was like, oh, God, you know, now what?
Landlords voluntarily participate in the Housing Choice Voucher program. The owner of McDonald's complex did not respond to an interview request. But officials with the Housing Authority of Monterey County say it's common for landlords to come and go from the program as the rental market fluctuates. Jean Goebel is the authority's executive director.
When rents go up in the private market, in the general market, we see a tightening of the market of availability for the Housing Choice Voucher clients because the landlord can choose to rent to anybody on the market and get a higher rent than we might be able to pay.
Over the last few years, the foreclosure crisis has flooded the rental market here and across the nation with former homeowners. Michael Bodokin with the Washington, D.C.-based National Housing Trust says that's exacerbated a longstanding shortage of affordable housing.
In every state, not just high-cost areas, that if you earn a minimum wage, you can't afford an average one-bedroom apartment. And that's true in every state in the United States. So that's been true for more and more true. But it's been that way for a while.
In Monterey County, the Housing Authority will pay higher rents on the peninsula than in the rest of the county, but it comes at a cost. Again, Jean Goebel.
The downside to that is that we're paying more housing assistance payment, which means there's less people we can help.
The Housing Authority gets a little over $23 million a year for 4,300 vouchers. But because rents are so high, that money only covers 3,800. The rest remain unused because there's not enough money. This, while the need remains high, the authority's waiting list has about 3,000 people on it.
And that list is closed because HUD doesn't want you to continue to take lots of applications when there's not a realistic date close in the future that those people are going to get housed.
The reality of the peninsula's rental market quickly became clear to Ingrid McDonald.
As I started making phone calls and going out and looking for apartments, it was not as easy as I thought it was going to be. And certainly not.
But with the help of her family, she finally found a place in Carmel Valley. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.